This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
You got all power in your head.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm on your watch. I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett, and you will be listening to none other than Evangelist Yvonne King. She is from Green Acres, Florida. She is truly a woman of God. And I know that you will enjoy her. If you want more information, just go to my website, war-cry.net. And here is none other but the evangelist, Yvonne King.
Praise God. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And the Bible says, Lord, in Ephesians 6:17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The word is a sword today. That word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. And the word Spirit, that word Spirit in the Greek is pneuma. It means the wind of God, the breath of God, to breathe, to blow. The Spirit, like the wind, is invisible, it's immaterial. Hallelujah. But it is powerful. Hallelujah. I'm from Florida and we have hurricanes. And I come to tell you today, you may not be able to see the wind, but you're able to feel the effects of the wind. When we get a hurricane, glory to God, and it's a category 5, you can't see the wind, but everything, glory to God, that's in front of that wind will get thrown around. It'll get blown around, glory to God. And that's letting us know the power of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And that word, it means rhema in the Greek. It means to speak, glory to God. That is the operative or the all-powerful word or command of God. When God gives a word, hallelujah, that word is powerful. When God speaks a word, he doesn't speak for naught. He speaks, glory to God, to touch our heart, our mind, and to effect change in our lives. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. God wants our minds renewed today. He wants our mind renewed today, renewed through the word of God, so that that old man, glory to God, can die and we are able to pick up our cross and follow him. Glory to God. Praise your name, Jesus. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. That word is piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joints and marrow. And the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart of man. Are you hearing me on today? The word of God is so sharp. He knows how to tell the difference between soul worship and spirit worship. I heard the word of God say, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. He wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Hebrew and Greek, the word for two-edged means two mouths. Glory to God. Two mouths. It's referring to the blaze that consumes what it touches. That's what it's talking about. So when we begin to speak the word of God out of our mouth, it's referring, it comes forth like a blade and it consumes whatever it touches. And Di means two, and stomos means mouth. In other words, both edges are sharp. What are you talking about, preacher? In Revelation 1:16, it says, out of Jesus' mouth came a two-edged sword. Why would he have it in his mouth and not in his hand? Hallelujah. Why would the two-edged sword come out of his mouth and not out of his hand? It's because, glory to God, that's the spirit of a sword coming out of his mouth. And if it was in his hand, he would be operating in his flesh. Come on, somebody. And we know the word of God say the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold. We are not in a flesh and blood battle. This is a spiritual battle today, church. This is a spiritual battle. And God wants your faith to be increased today. We have so great a cloud of witnesses that are, hallelujah, Jesus. We have that great cloud of witnesses that are encouraging us. You can make it. Go on, you can take it. Hallelujah. You got Paul and you got David and you got Joshua. You got Jacob. You got Moses. Glory to God. You got Enoch. You got all, hallelujah, the men and Esther, all the men and women of God as that great cloud of witnesses. Hallelujah. And how do you recognize the great cloud of witnesses? You got to get soaked in the word of God. You got to read the word of God. Every experience that they went through, glory to God, is an encouragement to us. Hallelujah. And God want us, hallelujah, to know today that you, hallelujah, are more than a conqueror and you can make it no matter what it looks like or feels like. Are you hearing me on today? God wants your spirit uplifted today. I don't know what somebody is going through right now. Somebody may feel like giving in the power. Somebody may feel like right now, glory to God, giving up. Somebody may feel like, hallelujah, just saying forget it. But I come today to encourage you. You can make it. Hallelujah. You can take it. Glory to God. God, hallelujah, have not made you to quit. He made us winners. Hallelujah. God made us winners. We are more than what the devil may try to tell you you are. You are who God says you are. You are a royal priesthood. You are royalty today. You are children of the kingdom of God. This world, we are only passing through. We are strangers here. We are like a pilgrim here. But we, glory to God, are children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. What God wants us to know today, hallelujah, we got to open up our mouth. Glory to God. We, in the Hebrew calendar, hallelujah, 5720, back in 2020. Hallelujah. According to the Hebrew calendar, it was, glory to God, 5720, the decade of the open mouth. What is that telling us today? Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the decade coming forth. Hallelujah. He wants us to open up our mouth, declare and decree. Hallelujah. What thus saith the Lord? Whatever you need today, God got it. God wants you to open up your mouth and speak it. He said, I watch over my word to perform it. I watch over my word to perform it. He's looking for a man. He's looking for a woman that's going to open up their mouth and declare what thus saith the Lord. Because if God said it, he'll do it. If God spoke it, he'll bring it to pass. Hallelujah. He'll bring it to pass. I'm a living witness today that God will. He'll bring it to pass. We can't just think the word. We got to speak the word. God wants you to open up your mouth. This is 2024. And in the Hebrew calendar, it's 5784. It is the year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of open door and favor. God wants you today to possess the gates of the enemy. Hallelujah. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, against the people of God. Hallelujah. This is your year of the open door. Go ahead and possess the gates of the enemy. What the enemy is trying to block, God said, it's an open door. Go ahead and don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Decree and declare what God has promised you. Don't hang out on the other side of Jordan. Don't hang out. You got to look, see the blessing, speak the blessing, receive the blessing. Are you hearing me on today? The centurion told Jesus, glory. He said, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof, but speak the word only and my servant will be healed. Hallelujah. That centurion servant knew the power, hallelujah, of the word of God. He knew if Jesus just opened up his mouth and spoke the word, his servant would be healed. And I come to tell you today, that's the place that God, hallelujah, is looking for the people of God, the body of Christ, hallelujah, to raise up to. His time for the body to take our seat, hallelujah, with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. We've got to get to that place where we are piercing through principalities, we are piercing through the powers, we are piercing through the rulers of the darkness of this world. Hallelujah. That the enemy, that Satan have dispatched, hallelujah, certain principalities in certain areas, in our communities, in our counties, and in our cities. And if we don't recognize why certain things are going on, we've got to put on the whole armor of God, take the shield of faith, take the word of God, and begin to decree and declare, change is coming to my community, change is coming to my home, change is coming to my family. It doesn't matter what it looks like. God said it, and he's going to do it. He spoke it, and he's going to bring it to pass. Glory to God. Speak the word of God. You got to decree it and you've got to declare it. The Bible says today, hallelujah, the power of life and death, yes, it is in our tongue. Glory to God. You can speak life to your situation, or you can speak death to your situation. So we got to be careful what comes out of our mouth, because there is power in our words today. And when we begin to speak, we have to be careful what we say. Are you hearing me on today? Hallelujah. The Bible says he gave us the power to bind and loose. He said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. So whatever you bind up here, hallelujah, the Bible says it shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on this earth, it will be loosed in heaven. So when we are binding, hallelujah, we got to loose the opposite to the earth. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And if you're going to win any battles in your Christian walk with God, those battles got to be first won in the spiritual realm, and then they will be manifested in the earth realm. Glory to God. So whenever we see an answer in the earth realm, we are guaranteed that the battle was already won in the spirit realm. Are you hearing me on today? What an awesome God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Glory to God. I want you to look at it like this. Glory to God. When you're in a battle or being attacked by demonic forces, God gives you a rhema word. He speaks to your spirit. He speaks to your inner man. His word, glory to God, comes forth in that situation or in that circumstance. It comes out of his mouth to you. If you don't speak it out of your mouth, it lies dormant on the inside of you. But if you open up your mouth, it's now two mouths coming out of two mouths. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God wants to use you. When you release that word out of your mouth, it goes forth like a mighty blade to drive back the forces of hell that's been assigned against you, that's been assigned against your family, your business, your ministry, your finances, your relationship, your body. Open up your mouth and begin to decree and to declare, and watch God work on your behalf. Watch God cover your family. Watch God cover your situation. Watch, hallelujah, what God will do. He said, I am God and I cannot lie, nor am I the son of a man that I should repent. If I said it, I'll do it. If I spoke it, I will bring it to pass. We can stand on the word of God today, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. We can stand on the word of the living God. We will be back with more next week. Keep your ears open. Keep your eyes open. Glory to God. We will be back next week with more. And just hear what God has for you. Praise the matchless and precious name of Jesus.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.